This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Historians, journalists, and politicians have been devouring Robert Caro's multi-volume biography of Lyndon B. Johnson for years now. Pittsburgh State Representative Dan Frankel recently completed the latest installment in that series, last year's Passage to Power.
I love Robert Caro. I read Master of the Senate as well, and I read years ago The Power Broker, which is his book about Robert Moses, the guy who kind of like built Metropolitan New York, the infrastructure there, for better or for worse, but quite a remarkable story as well. This book really talks about, I guess, you know, going from being the majority leader in the Senate, the most powerful legislator in the country, and most effective legislator in the country, to becoming a humiliated vice president, and then with the assassination, becoming, you know, energized instantaneously, and had a remarkable transition that that basically effectuated all the major policies that Kennedy was not going to get done.
Are there any particular episodes in that story that really stuck with you?
I just think that, you know, the animosity between Robert Kennedy and Johnson, and Johnson's ability to overcome that, and also Johnson's ability at the after the assassination, also immediately, to be able to coalesce all of the brains around Kennedy, who were such loyalists to Kennedy that they really didn't want to stay on. And Johnson really persuaded them, cajoled them in the best interests of this country to be able to stay on. And I think it was an important message to send in terms of the continuity that he needed. And one of the great things I enjoyed about reading that book, and I think this is something technology has allows you to do, is as you read, for instance, Johnson's speech the day after the funeral, I was able on my iPad to be able to actually listen to those speeches. And it was just really kind of added another dimension to reading that book.
So you must be pretty willing to experiment with the different formats for books. Do you read e-books, audiobooks, that kind of thing?
I have been reading my first e-book, and that's the book, biography about Steve Jobs. I have that on. And I'm also reading right now the biography of Walter Cronkite, which is also kind of an interesting story. You know, the guy who was the most trusted, you know, voice in America, the newsman who was a soothing father figure, had a very interesting start in life. Not quite that rock, not that confident guy. He was the heir of Edward R. Murrow, a few years older than him. They all got kind of their beginnings in the Second World War, and the risks that those journalists took in that war. There's a story about Cronkite insisting on being in one of the, I think, B-1 bombers that went over Germany to bomb. Throughout history, you take a look at what some of the journalists have done in the Vietnam War and others, but this was really kind of maybe the first real, you know, war journalism that put these folks at such risk.
Do you stay mostly with biography and history, Rob?
Yeah, I read some fiction once in a while, but I kind of get attracted towards biography. I mean, I was a political science major in college, active in campaigns. I love campaign books. You know, everything from Ted White's series of electing presidents from 1960 on to the current Game Change book, which I read for the 2008 election. Those things always fascinate me.
Are you able to experience that as pleasure reading, or does it always kind of feel work-related?
I always enjoy it. It's great to read about the political process, how it's evolved, not necessarily for the better, and particularly to read about folks who've left their imprint on history in such an extraordinary way, like Lyndon Johnson.
Well, Dan Frankel, thank you for your time today.
Josh, thank you so much. Really enjoyed it.
Dan Frankel represents Pittsburgh's East End in the State House. We'd love to share your book recommendations with our listeners in a future broadcast. Get in touch by email to speakingvolumes@wesa.fm or via Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA, supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.